A Stolen Season by Steve Hamilton. Chapter 1. From the beginning, everything about the night was wrong. Everything. It was cold, that was the first thing. It was cold and there was a wet fog hanging over the water. The kind of fog that creeps into your bones no matter how many layers you're wearing. The cold gets into your lungs and chills you from the inside out. I was in Brimley, too, the last place I'd expected to be. It's normally just a stop on the road halfway around the bay if you're driving from Paradise to Sault Ste. Marie. There are two restaurants in town with two different strategies for serving liquor, one of life's essentials on a night like this. Willoughby's has a separate bar in back, and the Cozy switches over at 9 o'clock every night when everyone under 21 is kicked out. There's one gas station with a little store on the side, and that's about it. The whole town right there, just down the road from the Bay Mills Indian community. The Rez. On a clear night, I could have stood there on the shore and seen the casino lights across the water. But this was anything but a clear night. I figured Vinny was probably over there, working at the blackjack tables, keeping order in his own quiet way. He had been a dealer for a few years. Now he was a pit boss. Vinny's a Bay Mills Ojibwa, even though he lives off the Rez. He's my neighbor, in fact, and one of my three last friends in the world. But I knew I wouldn't be seeing him that night, even if he was just around the bay. I leave the man alone when he's working. Hell, I leave him alone most of the time. That's just the way things are.